Award show season is underway in Hollywood, and while big name actors and actresses are sure to get recognized, we wanted to take a step back and acknowledge those on screen who are often overlooked. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports on the story of an Inuit actor in Greenland who got a chance to work on a blockbuster movie.
The movie was the Oscar winner Gravity. Its star, Sandra Bullock, was nominated for Best Actress for her performance as a stranded astronaut.
You've seen this initials. Mission Specialist Rhinestone, do you copy?
In the movie's climactic scene, as Bullock tries desperately to radio for help, the world also heard the voice of another actor.
Mayday.
Is that Mayday?
Yes, Mayday, Mayday.
Is that Mayday?
Mayday.
The voice on the other end belonged to Orto Ignatiasson. At the time, he was a local theater director in a 2,500-person town in Greenland called Tasiilaq, a guy with a big reputation in a small place. Orto remembers when he got the part. He was at the gym.
Hey! Congratulations, you got a job!
It felt like it might be Orto's big break. They flew him to London. He met Alfonso Cuarón, the movie's famous director, and David Heyman, the producer. Jonas Cuarón, the director's son, helped cast Orto.
We needed Sandra to communicate to someone down on Earth, but we needed that person to not understand a word of what Sandra said.
Jonas Cuarón was out in the desert shooting his new movie, Desierto, when I caught up with him on his cell phone. His career has taken off since Gravity's huge success.
My dad and I thought it would be amazing if it was an Inuit from Greenland.
They got in touch with Orto's agent and agreed to hire Orto for about $4,000. That fee included Orto's starring role in a short companion film set in Greenland, which was a DVD extra for Gravity.
Hello, my dad, Waka Aninga.
Is that your name?
In it, Orto plays a fisherman out on the ice with his wife and baby when his radio picks up Sandra Bullock's transmission from space. Unable to communicate, the fisherman tells the stranded astronaut about one of his sled dogs. The dogs begin to howl. The humans howl along. The short took about a week to film in a snowy fjord. It's beautiful, and it did well. It played at Telluride and Venice film festivals. There was some buzz about a possible Oscar nomination.
Did you ever hear that the film might be nominated for an Academy Award?
No.
He's rather surprised.
I'm surprised. Okay. No.
How does it make you feel?
Yeah.
For Inuit people, especially for East Greenlandic people, he's very proud about that.
Gravity pulled in more than $700 million. Meanwhile, Greenlandic community theater isn't exactly rolling in cash. Orto receives welfare. Sometimes when he thinks about the film festivals and the fancy premieres he never got to go to, he feels trapped.
Oh, not okay.
Oh, lucky them. I'm just here. It's a little bit depression.
But Orto hasn't given up on acting. Next, he said, a one-man play based on the book he's writing. The title is To Live Is Too Much. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
This story was made possible by the John Alexander Project.